Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 387 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we bless you and we exalt you. Thank you for your many blessings towards us. We come before your throne of mercy this morning asking for your forgiveness and cleansing. In any way we have sinned or erred, we pray for your forgiveness. We pray that may you purify our hearts and our lives. And as we study your word this morning, please come and speak to us by your Spirit's power. Give us the grace to understand your word, to meditate on your word, and to practice your word. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So today, God willing, I'll be talking about the topic I've titled, Careful Obedience. Careful Obedience. Careful Obedience. And my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 22. Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 22. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. It says, "For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him," right? For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him. I'm going to read it again. For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him. Right? To walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him. To walk in all his ways and to hold fast to him. You may be wondering, why is Divine repeating these? You're going to see as we go along. To walk in all his ways and to hold fast to him. Now, one other thing I want to do is I want to read this from the New Living Translation. Let's do the Amplified. Let's do Amplified and see what it says. Let's see what the Amplified version says. All right, so it says, "For if you are careful, if you are careful to keep all this commandment which I am commanding you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk, that is to live each and every day in all his ways and to hold tightly to him, if you are careful, if you are careful." All right, let's read the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation says, again, Deuteronomy 11 verse 22, it says, "Be careful to obey all these commands I am giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways and holding tightly to him." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So again, like I said, today's topic is careful obedience. So, what is obedience? Obedience is simply doing God's will. That's obedience. Doing God's will. Knowing God's will and doing it. Right? But the thing is, the Bible many times uses the qualifier careful. Obey carefully. Carefully obey. Right? And the thing is, you know, right now in my Bible study, my personal Bible study, I just finished the book of Leviticus and studied the book of Numbers. But man, in the book of Leviticus, so many mentions of careful obedience, careful obedience, careful obedience. So that's going to be the topic of examination in today's podcast. Like, why does God keep using the term careful obedience? And what does careful obedience mean? Right? The thing is, careful obedience means that you pay attention to the details as you obey. Careful obedience means you pay attention to the details as you obey. Right? The thing is, God really does care about the quality of what you do, not just the fact that you do it. Right? Because if you really think about it, people can do something and not do it in a quality way. Right? So God cares about the quality of what you do, not just that you do it. Right? Like, for example, Daniel. The Bible talks about how Daniel, I believe in the book of Daniel chapter 6, how he had an excellent spirit within him, that you could not find any error in his work. Right? People try to find things to say, Daniel's work is not quality, but he couldn't find it. That was a person that was obedient in a careful manner. He cared about the details of what he did, right? The thing is, if you look at the story of Moses, where the Lord said, hey, you're not going to enter into the promised land anymore. What was the infraction of Moses? Moses, instead of speaking to the rock, Moses struck the rock. Hey, he interacted with the rock, but instead of speaking to, he struck it. That's a problem. And the Lord said, hey, you did not hallow my name in the presence of these Israelites, right? So guys, the details matter. The details matter. Careful obedience. Careful obedience, right? Careful obedience, right? So the next big question is, how do you carefully obey God's word? How do you pay attention to the quality of your obedience? Well, number one is you need to understand the instruction. You need to understand the instruction, right? The thing is, it is very hard to do things properly when you don't know exactly what is required of you. You need to understand the instruction. This is why you need to invest quality time in the Word of God. The Word of God is not just something that you blow through, right? I remember there was a time in my life where I used to try to read the whole Bible in 1 year. You know, it was almost like I was reading it as a badge of honor. But after a while, I realized that, divine, you're going, again, I'm not saying you cannot read the whole Bible in a year and understand it thoroughly. But for me, just from my own personal perspective, I was like, wait, you know, this thing has then turned into a competitive thing that I just want to be able to say at the end of the year, I read the Bible from cover to cover. But was I truly understanding it? Was I truly putting my heart into understanding the Word of God, into hearing God's voice? In my opinion, I was like, no, I wasn't. So I pretty much ditched that a while back, right? So these days, I really try to go slow. There are some times where it's only one verse I can go through in a day. But I really dig deep into that word because I want to understand it, right? The quality of your obedience is linked to the quality of your understanding of the Word of God. So you need to understand the instruction, right? To understand the instruction, you need to listen actively. It's really hard to listen to the Word of God actively when you're going through it in a hurry, right? When you're going through it in a hurry, right? And the thing is, don't be aloof as you learn from the Word of God. Engage with it actively. Read it carefully. Sometimes read it in another translation if you're not understanding. Sometimes look things up if you're not understanding. And one thing I've noticed that is very helpful is before you start studying the Word of God, pray. Before you start studying the Word of God, pray, and the Holy Spirit will help you, right? The Bible says that the Holy Spirit, his job is to, one of his many jobs in our lives, is to teach us all things and to bring all things to our remembrance. He's a teacher. A teacher wants you to get it, so he will explain it to you. So that's the first thing. Understand the instruction. Now, what is the second thing we can do? The second thing is to obey completely. Again, you see these things stem from each other, right? If you completely understand the instruction, then you are more likely to obey completely, right? What do I mean by obey completely? I mean obey 100%, right? Guys, partial obedience is not obedience. Partial obedience is not obedience. A very good example of this is Saul. Saul was a king. He was sent, hey, go and completely destroy the Amalekites. He did not. He literally did not, right? He destroyed most of them, but he did not destroy all of them. He kept some things, right? And the thing is, he was thinking he was doing right. That, oh, let me keep the best animals. Let me keep this. Let me keep that. See, that's one component of careful obedience, doing exactly what you're told. Not doing what you think you should do, right? The thing is, the Bible says, I believe in Luke chapter 9, verse 17, that if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Deny himself. You need to shut down your opinions and do what you're told, right? It's just like in the army, right? Or in the Navy, or in the Air Force, in the military. When you're given instructions, you have to obey them and obey them exactly. Right? So that's the thing. Don't argue with God. Don't bring in your own thought processes to God's will. No. Right? God is the giver of the instruction. Your job is to obey completely. Right? Saul, notice how things went for him from incomplete obedience. Incomplete obedience is disobedience. You're not being careful. It just demonstrates a lack of care and cautiousness in the word of God. Right? That was the issue with Saul. And honestly, Abraham also kind of made the same, he's not kind of, he made this exact same mistake. The Lord told him, hey, get out of your country, get out of your kindred. Right? He got out of his country, but he did not get out of his kindred. He took Lot along with him. That was a problem. Right? God gave an instruction. Right? And notice, Abraham had many problems with Lot. He had to keep rescuing Lot. His herdsmen fought with Lot's herdsmen. Right? Again, guys, complete obedience. Well, there's a story about a young prophet in the Bible. That young prophet, he was told, go, deliver a message, come back. Don't stop anywhere along the way. Don't talk to anybody along the way after you deliver your message. Right? He went, he did half the journey well. On his way back, an older prophet spoke to him and said, oh, come in. The Lord said you should do X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Again, God gave him an instruction and he deviated. Don't deviate. Do exactly what you're told. Even if you feel like, man, I have this creative idea. No, don't spice up the word of God. Just do it as you're told. 100%. That's it. All right. Now, what do you do? What's number three? What's the third principle to discuss here about careful obedience? Well, obey without distractions, right? I know that many of the people that listen to this podcast are professionals in medicine. If, for example, you're taking out a brain tumor from the brain stem, for example, like a glioma or a medulloblastoma, are you going to be distracted playing like very crazy music while the surgery is going on? No. When you're doing something important, distractions increase your risk of error, right? So you put in full focus, full attention, full concentration. And to be honest with you, this is one of the reasons why a Christ follower constantly engaging in dopamine hits, activities that give dopamine hits, is not profitable for your walk with God. Do you know why it's not profitable? It's not profitable because over time, your attention and concentration and focus degrades. This is an area of my life that I currently have as a weakness. I'm asking the Lord and I'm trusting the Lord to help, right? And I'm beginning to make moves by the grace of God in that direction, to be focused, to be concentrated, to put my attention into things, right? The thing is, when you're obeying the word of God, be focused in obedience. Put your thought, your full thought, your full attention into what you do, right? If you look at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, Ecclesiastes, it's after the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, I will read from the New Living Translation. It says, as you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God. When you're doing something involving God, be mindful about it. And honestly, just not just the things of God, but just anything you're doing. Be mindful, be present. Give it your full thought, give it your full focus, give it your full attention, right? When you give something detailed attention, you are less likely to make mistakes, right? So work without distractions, obey without distractions, right? Many people have this divided attention, right? Where they're always like, oh, they're doing something and they're scrolling on their phone, right? Distracted driving is one of the most common causes of accidents, right? Distracted obedience is one of the most common causes of disobedience. You're not giving your full focus and attention to exactly what the Lord has called you to do. All right. Now, what's principle number four? Principle number four is to do it with all your heart. Do it with all your heart. If you remember the text that we read from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 22, Deuteronomy 11, verse 22, again, reading again from the New Living Translation, right? It says, be careful to obey all these commands I'm giving you. Show love to the Lord your God by walking in his ways. Do it with your heart. Let your heart be in it, right? The thing is, when your heart is in something, it's just like taking care of a newborn. When your heart is in something, you're going to do it with all your might. You're going to pay attention to the details. You're not going to be loosey-goosey. You're not going to be fast and loose with what you're doing. Put your heart into it. Don't be haphazard. Do it with love. You know, I believe in my home, there is this baking pan that we have. Literally, I think on it, it is written baked with love, right? there's a difference between the food that is cooked by a person that is paying attention to the details and putting their heart and soul into it, and a person that is just tired and just like, let me just whip something together, right? Put your heart into it. Even if that instruction is difficult, even if that instruction is not something you want to do, God wants you to put your heart into it, right? Joseph, when he was in the land of Egypt, serving in the home of Potiphar, he was serving as a slave. He was unjustly sold into slavery, but he must have done a good job. He must have obeyed Potiphar's instructions carefully for Potiphar to feel comfortable letting a slave basically run his home, right? So put your heart into it. Don't be haphazard, right? And going along with this is being persistent. Being persistent, right? Again, not obeying carefully on Monday and then obeying haphazardly on Tuesday, right? No. The Bible says, hold tightly to him from the text we read. Hold tightly. Be persistent. Let it be a daily thing, right? Let it be a daily thing, right? You know, pay attention to quality. Don't be like, oh, I will do good quality on Monday or on Sundays where I hear the word of God. And then over the course of the week until the next Sunday, your quality degrades. No, that is not careful obedience. You need to be loving. You need to do it with all your heart. And you need to be persistent. All right. Now, what's principle number 5 and the last principle I'm going to discuss is to obey quickly. Obey quickly. Obey quickly, right? Don't take your sweet, sweet time in obeying divine instructions. This was one thing I loved about Abraham. When the Lord told him to sacrifice his son, the Bible says early the next morning. Again, the thing is, the Bible is a very complete book. The Bible did not just say the next day. No, the Bible said early the next morning. This was a person that had a certain level of pensiveness, had a certain level of urgency in obeying God's word, right? God works with a timetable, and his will come to pass, whether you like it or not, right? God works with timing. So don't procrastinate with divine instructions. When the Lord tells you to do something, go for it, and go for it immediately. Obey quickly, right? Again, if you obey on a delayed schedule, number one, you may not get the reward. And number two, the time may pass, right? Like, for example, if you just think about it this way, you know, there are certain situations, like, for example, when we're managing a stroke, right? We're like, hey, if you have an ischemic stroke, we want you to get TPA within less than 4.5 hours from symptom onset. Because after that, the prognosis is just not as good, right? Or an MI, oh, we have metrics like door to balloon time, right? Why do we have these things? Because there's a time window. The Bible talks about time windows in the book of Ecclesiastes, that there is a time for everything under the sun, right? So God pays attention to timing. Do not take your sweet, sweet time. Do not be lethargic in obeying divine instructions. Now, one of the smartest decisions you can make with your life is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're listening to this podcast or you know somebody that is not a Christ follower, I will encourage you to share this message with them. Right? But if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus, again, I want you to understand your decision, because this is not just a decision to take lightly. I 100% recommend making this move, but I 100% recommend understanding the move you're about to make, right? So if you want to understand why you need a savior, why you need Jesus Christ in your life, I will encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287 on the website. 254 and 287. 287 is exactly 100 episodes ago. Listen to those. It'll tell you about the cost of following Jesus, because there is a cost. But the Lord is not going to leave you hanging. Even this topic today of careful obedience, do you think you can do it in your own strength? No. You have a helper. You have the Holy Spirit to help you. You have the grace of God to help you, right? So the thing is, there is a cost, but the Lord will help you. But you need to understand that cost, right? And then surrender your life to the Lord. It is the best decision you can ever make in your life, because Jesus loves you. He came to this world and died for you on the cross. He took all your sins upon himself so that you will be saved, so you have a living hope. So I'll encourage you, listen to those podcasts. And then at the end of 254, if you do make that decision for Christ, you can say a prayer along with me to surrender your life to the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. We pray for the grace to not just be hearers only of your word, but to also be doers. Help us, Heavenly Father, and give us the grace to completely, carefully, with urgency, with all our heart, in persistence, with understanding, without distractions, to obey your word. Give us the grace to pay attention to the details, Lord, and let us get our full reward, our full blessings, that your name and your name alone might be exalted. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. Until episode 388, have a wonderful day. God bless you and happy resurrection. Bye for now.